what is the avodah of Shavuos? What is the avodah of Shavuos? Shavuos is different than the rest of the Yom Tovim. First of all, that it's only one day if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you keep one day. But different than that, it's also that there's no real ma'isa mitzvah. There's no real direction or instruction of what we should be doing on the day. In other words, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Neroim, it's Tshuva, Kabbalas Mal Shamayim, Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah is as Sukkah, Dal Minim, Chanukah, Purim, full of mitzvahs, Pesach, Imato. There's what to do. You know, it's definitive. It's defined what you're supposed to do, and that's the. It makes it. It's always easier when it's not left up to our heart. There's some sort of physical action. Volbo would say that Chazal didn't like leaving things up to the heart. He says that Be'etzem, by Pesach, by Chometz, the halacha is that Be'bitul Sagi. However, Chazal said, don't falazach on the bitul, don't rely on the bitul, do a B'digas Chometz. Anytime that we have the ability to not rely on our heart, it's dangerous. Because sometimes then the heart doesn't really mean it, or the heart doesn't get involved, or chulu. If you have a Maiso, it's easier to do the Maiso. Is it the connection, the Kabbalah, of renewing our commitment to the Torah? That's the Chera, Chelikov, Kabbalah, Sam Shemayim, that's Yom Nerim. So what is the Avodah? So those that say, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that, that's in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, that Dalad Rosh Hashanah Mehim, Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehim, one of them is Atzeres, which is neither an Peres Ilan. And Peres Ilan is certainly the physical Peres Ilan, but says the Shulchan Aruch is also the spiritual Peres Ilan. Spiritual Peres Ilan is Chidush Torah. It's a din on how many Chidush Torah a person is going to have. Now, Chidush Torah doesn't have to be that he's writing Chidush Reb Chaim. Chidush Torah, like Reb Chaim Balazhin said, is a Chidush in Torah, is a Clarkite in Torah. Clarity. Any Chilak of a Rishon, any understanding that you have more in a Sugya, in a Rishon, in a Mitzvah, in a any topic in Torah, that's a Chidush. That's a Chidush, that's a Davar Chodosh, something, clarity that you didn't have up until now. That's a Chidush. And Mimela, certainly it behooves the person to daven for such a thing. To daven for such a thing. We're spending our entire day learning Torah, that we should have a clarkite. We should have a clarkite, especially when you're learning sugyas, that you've never really entered waters, that uncharted waters, at least for many of us, and that it should be, that we should understand, we should have clarity. Certainly that's a chilek. In Mekabel to learn more, halavai, well, most of us here are learning 2-3 siddharm a day. How many, what do we Mekabel? What is it that we Mekabel? So the Gemara, well-known Gemara in Psochim and Samaches, the Gemara says, "Hakol meidim atzeres abinu nami lachem." Everybody agrees, even though it's a machlokes, it's another Yom Tovim, whether or not you could do kula l'Hashem, or does it have to be chatzi l'Hashem and chatzi lachem? Hakol meidim atzeres, Amar Belozer, hakol meidim atzeres abinu nami lachem. My time, yom shenit nabay Torah. So yom shenit nabay Torah. Therefore, what says Rashi? Hakol meidim atzeres abinu nami lachem. A person is supposed to show on Shavuos that he's happy with the Torah. Noach, he's happy. He's happy with the fact that he accepted the Torah. That's an integral part of the day. Is not the only. It's being a nami lachem, but an integral part of the day is to show that a person is happy with the Torah. Beth the Hemshel Gemara brings down a story with Rabbi Yosef. Amar Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, Ovid Iglet Tilso. He b'yoma de atzart on Shavuos somewhere avdili Iglet Tilso. He said, "Get me the choicest piece of meat." Omer Eloi Hayuma de Kogorim Kama Yosef Iga B'Shuko. He said, "If not for this day of Shavuos that we accept, that we receive the Torah, Kama Yosef Iga B'Shuko." What does it mean, Kama Yosef Iga B'Shuko? So Rashi says, "Ilav Hayuma Shelamadeti Torah V'Nitzrei Mamti." What's the difference between somebody who's makabel the Torah? Mr. Imamti. And Mimela, without the Torah, I would be like any other Joe Shmo, that's where it comes from, Joe Yosef. That's in the Shuk. And Mimela, the Mr. Imamti is the Nakuda of the Torah. That he found the Nakuda, he showed, he wanted to, of the Igla Tosa, get the choicest piece of meat. Why? Because look how happy I am with the Torah. He found that Nekuda, he wanted to advise that Nekuda of Nisrei Mamtim, Betzem, it's a Mefurshah Pasuk in the Torah. It's Machlokes Rishonim between Rashi and Ramban, had a tight shit, but Vavur Nasei says Chem Bo Aleikim, Nasei, Rashi says, is Miloshin Lahorem Anes, to put him on a banner, that Nisrei Mamtim, Vavur Nasei says Chem Bo Aleikim, because it's broke with Matan Torah, came Lenasei says Chem, to be Mereimim you. And that's even without, really, the actual giving of the Torah. Matan Torah wasn't the entire Torah. We didn't get the entire Torah by Matan Torah. It didn't all happen yet. It didn't all happen, and certain mitzvahs were only nitzdava afterwards. With as certain things occurred, we got certain more mitzvahs. We got more mitzvahs. But the Matan Torah, that in itself was a maimed, which was Marimim Klal Yisrael. That was a maimed that Paskas Umasa Machlal, and but it was a moment that there was Merimim Klal Yisrael. And certainly that's really the chelik of the Torah, is to be Merimim Klal Yisrael. I heard once a very nice chat from Rav Chaim Shifman, Mashkiach here in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Ilav Hayyumo, the Kagorim Kami Yosef Yigo Vishuka. So he says that there's a well-known, they say about Aristotle, he was caught doing something that against what he preached. And they asked Nuha, you yourself said not to do such a thing. He says, now I'm not Aristotle. And they say that there's a famous geometry teacher, a famous person that taught ethics, and they asked him, they caught him doing something that shouldn't have been doing. And they asked him about it. He says, well, a geometry teacher has to be a triangle, because you teach something, so you have to be that way. There's no such thing by a yid. The whole mahus of a yid is taking the Torah and turning it into a chelik v'nisar mamti. So he said Chaim Shifman, he said, if not for the Torah, so then there'll be a lot of Yosefs in the Shuk. There's the Yosef that preaches this way, and there's the Yosef that acts that way, and there's the Yosef that, you know, the same person, he's many different Yosefs. Like, now I'm not Aristotle. Now this is the Aristotle, this is Kama Yosef Yikub Shuk, but it's the same Nekuda, it's the same Yosef. And that is that the mohus of a yid is that he takes the Torah and he's merimim him. He becomes a different person. It's not enough to just to have. It's. Betzim, that was Esav. Esav, his head was, the Balei Moshe say, his head was in Maris Machpelah. Why? Because his head was on the Darag Adavis, Taka. His Hasogais were Taka there. However, he never was able to bring it into his body. He was never merimim his body. Moshe Rabbeinu is Nidme as the Kesher Shel Tefillin. That's what Kesher Shel Tefillin, Her Elonov, showed Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as the Kesher of Tefillin. Where is the Kesher of Tefillin put on the head? It's put on the back of the head, where the brain connects to the spinal cord. It's the place where the Hasogais are able to be channeled and transferred to the body. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. To take everything, to take the Torah, and to make it part of yourself, to make it part of the person. That's what I saw, a very nice chat from Moshe, Ramesha Shapiro, the famed founder of Daf Yirmi. He says the first parak of, well, Ramesha Shapiro, that he says the there's an introduction to Pirkei Avos, the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. It says a one line, Shanu Chachamim B'loshim. The sixth parak is really not part of Pirkei Avos B'chlal. It's Brisus. It's not Mishnayis. As a matter of fact, it's not even Tanur. Rav Shuba Levi is here, and it's a compilation of Brisos and Memros that were put together. Since there's only five parakim in Pirkei Avos, and there's 6 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot, they added on another parak, and this is the one that's supposed to be learned prior to Kabbalah Satero, and it's all about the Chashiva Satero. So it says, Shanu Chachamim B'Lashin Mishnah, Baruch Shabbat B'Hem Mishnasam. The Chachamim taught, learned, B'loshin HaMishnah. B'loshin HaMishnah, it's not really the Mishnah, but Ki'ilu as B'loshin HaMishnah. So he says, Pidush, says Rav Shapiro, he says, Shanu Chachamim B'loshin HaMishnah. He says, in regular Mishnayis, it's very important that you should have the name of the Chacham. You have Rav Shimon and Yehuda. You have to say, Rav Shimon says that it's also the Zeron Shabbos, and Rav says it's the Zeron Shabbos. Why do we have to put the name? That way, when we tell you how to Paskin, we can tell you, it should be clear. We Paskin like Rav Shimon, we Paskin like Yehuda, we Paskin like... We have to say who it is. It shouldn't be unclear. Like the first Tana of the Mishnah, the second Tana of the Mishnah, to be clear how we're paskening. So we name the names of every Tana. In Pirkei Avos Rechter, why is it important to say the name of the Tana? There's no machlokes in there. Every Tana. Dignishi Soichai, give him a hand. Well, you're Imer, right? Altu Yukavad Misham Shemeth Rav 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 Shemeth that a person should adopt if he could. Why is it important to say the name? So he says, Shanu Chachomim B'loshen Mishnah. He says, even in Pirkei Aveis, we said the names of the Chachomim as if it was a regular Mishnah. Why? Because Baruch Shevachar Behem U'Mishnatam. Because HaKadosh Baruch was Baruch Behem, Baruch was blessed, is HaKadosh Baruch who revenged HaKadosh Baruch who chose them and their Mishnais, because them and their Mishnais are really one thing. The reason why we said the names of them is because if you look around the Shas, you'll see that they lived by what they preached. Hillel said, Oyev Sharem Raidev Shalom, Oyev Sabrinus Makam Latera. Who is Hillel? Hillel was the biggest Oyev Shalom. That's who Hillel was. You couldn't get him angry if you tried, even if you bet 400 zuz on him. You couldn't be if Shuma Levi, like it says over here. If Shuma Levi says, that's in Parak Shishi. If Shuma Levi was the person that would take the Bali Rostam, the Gemara says in Suvis, and we learn with them that there shouldn't be a person, there shouldn't be Albainu Shalterah. Everybody should get a chance to learn Terah. And you go through, there are people that have Purushim on how it's Shaykh, their members. Each one is Shaykh to their member, Batem. But that's exactly what that's what a Yid is. A Yid is that the Torah becomes part of him. The Torah becomes part of him. There's no such thing as just preaching it without having. It could be that a person not zeicha to be able to. He works on it, v'chulu. He doesn't. But to preach something with lehedia, no intention to live by it, that's certainly not what a Yid is. Now, agav, I would suggest if somebody has a chance before Shavuos or on Shavuos to go through the sixth parak and to bear in mind of Chaim Kanievsky. It's fascinating. It's almost an autobiography in this parak. If you would have to write it, an autobiography, he didn't write it. It's a biography of somebody told me about Archas Yosher, his sefer. He says, oh, that's Chaim's biography, autobiography. You go through it and you see that this is Chaim. But you go through it and you start from the first mission. Remeir Eimer, Kol Eisik Batar Lishma Zechla Dvarim Harbi. All these things are one after the next. Mamish, it's exact. That from, and this is a person that lived in our generation. Seder, he was definitely much greater than the standard person. However, it's to appreciate what there is, to appreciate what we got, to appreciate what we received in with Yerim Matan Torah. And who's the person that was Torah gives to show that it's Noach Le'adam? Who's the happiest person in the world? Who is probably the happiest person in the world? Somebody told me once that they took a he's dealing with Bachrim, and he said, would you press a button, if you can press a button, because Mechaim is still alive, he said, would you press a button and be able to turn into Mechaim Kanievsky? Would you press the button? Do you think that he has a better life than you? For sure. You know, the question is, would you press the button to do that? To be able to, but certainly he has the person that his life is dictated by Torah, says, there's nothing which is greater than that. There's nothing which is greater than that. And that's the Osher. That's the happiness that a person can have, Osher with an Aleph. If you look, if you have a chance to go through the Michtam Eliyahu, the first shtekel in the entire sefer, in the five chalokim, first chalik. Mahu Osher, what is happiness? What is happiness? Where he systematically proves that there really is no happiness that comes from physical acquisitions, ukedema. It all comes from, certainly not from kinatayin v'kovet. It comes from, it's only ruchnias. It's only ruchnias, and that's really, That's what we received on that's what we received with Matan Torah. It's a way of life. It's not just a religion where you also have to do this. It dictates a Yid's life from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. There's nothing that really is. There's a story, I think I mentioned it in the past, with the B'chil Yaakovzin. It's just a great story. She said when he was a little boy, He wanted to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach a question. He lived in Beit Vagan, and he saw everybody would crowd around him whenever he was leaving yeshiva. Kitzer, he said that he also wanted to ask him a question. He was so genial, so easy to talk to, with always a big smile. Kitzer, he went in between the people's legs, and he went up to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman looked down at him with a smile, and he says, I have a question. So he says, yeah, what's your question? He said, right then, he blanked out. The only question that he remembered was the question that he asked earlier in that morning, that his Rebbe gave him a resounding slap for the question. He says, "Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Mezakeh Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezakeh Yisrael. If he could hear them turn mitzvahs." He asks his Rebbe. He says, "If Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezakeh, so he should have given us less mitzvahs, not more mitzvahs. You want to make it easy for us, right? You want to make it good for us. Why are you giving us so many mitzvahs?" So his Rebbe responded with a resounding slap. Chutzpah. What is it? So he looked at Mishlam Zalman. Mishlam Zalman said, "Oh, he asked a great question. He asked a great question." He says, "Al regal achas, I'll try to answer you." He says, "Do you know that there's a halacha that you're supposed to put on your right shoe before your left shoe?" So he says, "Yeah." He says, "Do you do it?" He says, "Yeah, I actually do it." He says, "You know that there's a halacha also you're supposed to tie your left shoe before your right shoe? Do you do it?" He says, "Yeah, I do it." So he says, "Do you realize that anyhow you have to put on your shoes in the morning? You can't jump into both your shoes at once. Maybe some people could. Anyhow, you have to put on one shoe before the next shoe. Anyhow, you have to tie, for sure you have to tie one shoe before the next shoe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, anyhow you're putting on your shoes, anyhow you're tying your shoes, do it this way and I'll give you a mitzvah. Do it this way, put on the right shoe before the left shoe, tie the left shoe before the right shoe, and you get another mitzvah." Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Yisrael, he says, "I'm 7 years old. For 7 years I'm putting on my shoes. I take them off usually once a day, so I'm putting on and taking off four times and tying." He says, "I have tens of thousands, I'm carrying a train full of mitzvahs, tens of thousands of mitzvahs for what? For what? For doing what anyhow I have to do. Anyhow I have to put on my shoes. Anyhow I have to take them off. But the Baruch Hu is telling me, do it this way and get a mitzvah." The Torah dictates the entire life. What do you do when you wake up in the morning? What do you do? Somebody told me last night, I don't know. He said a story. He says, I hope I got the story that brought him right. He says, there was a bunch of priests that wanted to meet with one of their Rebbeim, Shiva maybe was, of Horowitz and Ofakim. They wanted to meet with him. Kitzer, he said, you could come, but take off the Shesti Ve'eriv, take off the cross before you come into Yeshiva. So they come to Yeshiva, and they wanted to meet him, and he was there, he just excused himself, and he was saying Ashi Yatsa. So he finished Ashi Yatsa, and he turns to them, and they asked him, what were you saying? So he said to them, after we relieve ourselves, we have a special thank you to the Kaddish Baruch Hu for him. He said that one of the priests was Magayar after that. He says he couldn't believe that there's such a thing, that every single aspect of your life, even when a person excuses himself, that they thank you to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that it is mind-boggling. We don't appreciate it, maybe. We don't appreciate what we have. But every single thing, everything to show our appreciation, a chilek, a big chilek of Shavuos, is to think about, why am I happy that I got the Torah? What am I happy about? What do I have? How is my life different? How is my life? I have 613. It can either be 613 problems that a person has to deal with, or it can be 613 opportunities that a person has. A person has so many opportunities. A person has, the way the Kuzari says, it's like an invitation from the Melech. Every single mitzvah is an opportunity. Every single mitzvah is a yechirlus to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single time that we learn Torah, and Torah is sometimes we learn a sugya and it's difficult. One of the Bnei Chabur is telling me that they were learning through and they learned the Gemara of Sachim, and then they went back and they learned the Tosfos by us, and then afterwards, after they went and they saw the Rishonim, and they went back to the Gemara of Sachim, he says, "Ah, that was really gishmak. Now we knew what we were talking about. Now we're before we're breaking our teeth and makulu, but to go back and enjoy the Mesikus." A lot of times Mesikus doesn't come after one time. Chazar the second time, Chazar the third time. That's a vaharivna. When a person really wants to connect to the Torah, it should become part of him. It should change him. It should be meremim him. That happens only if it's masuk. If it's not kishmak, then it's vaharif from lashon arev to be says Rebbe. It means to mix up. Harivna is to make it sweet, because only something which is sweet becomes part of a person. Something which is not sweet will never. Ein adam loy mina l'mashalibei chafetz. Because the klepetas nesh. We mentioned this many times in the past. Hashem Rabbi Rucham. The Rucham says that he's mentioned many people. He met many people that they know the entire Musaf of Rosh Hashanah by heart. He says, but he still hasn't found one person that could tell him the whole Vahurachim that you say on Monday and Thursday by heart. What's the pshat? You say, how many more times than you say, what's the pshat? 50 more times in a year. What's the pshat? Because on Rosh Hashanah, you're there, this is what you're doing today, I'm davening by heart, my life depends on it, my year depends on it, my everything depends on it, this is it, I'm here. You give it the proper time, this is what you want to do. Monday, Thursday, I got what to do. I got it, we're on my way. When's the shachar going to be over? I got to catch a bus. I got to get to work. I got to go. Whatever it is. So, Mela, it's just, you got to do it. Something that you just got to do, but you're not interested in doing. You can say it 1,000 times. It's never going to become part of you. When something is mustik, something is gishmak, then it'll become part of a person. Then it'll become part of to appreciate the the bracha. Look at the, it's good to see the tour in Simon Mem Zayin of where he talks about Birchas HaTorah. It's interesting, I always had it interesting that on Shavuos, out of all days of the entire year, it's like the only day that we don't make a Birchas HaTorah. It's the only day that's kavua, that's come out, nobody makes a Birchas HaTorah. That should be the day. First of all, bear it in mind tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning when you make a Birchas HaTorah, it's going for 2 days. It's going for 2 days, that's the answer to somebody else. But it's bad time for your Shavuos as well. I once have told the Reb Nathan Tzvi Zatzal, I said, I think maybe the reason is because fakeret, for Shavuos, the Indian needs to be achdus, everybody should be mekabel the Torah together. And the Meila, you have one person, you might see everybody with the Birchas HaTorah. One person you might see everybody with the Birchas HaTorah. But to appreciate the bracha, the Asher bracha, Rabbanu Mikol HaAmim. That's a big chilek, is to appreciate the Torah. Appreciate the Torah, enjoy the Torah. It should be musik to you, daven for mesikus. Now's the time that you daven for mesikus. And when a person really connects to the Torah, it's meremim the person, it gives them. One more story, I'll just say, I meant to say beforehand, but now I remembered it, so now that's what I'm supposed to say. Rav Shach would say about the Chofetz Chaim, he said that the Chofetz Chaim answered innumerable questions, amounts of questions, of people that were life and death. People come to him about surgeries, people come to him about going to America, about going getting drafted, v'chulu. When you answer all these questions about communities, yeshivas, and he said anybody that answers life and death questions just like that, he says, has to be either one of two things. Either, in general, not for it. Has to be either a tipish, that he thinks that he has the chachma, that he's able to do that, or he's a retzach, and he doesn't care about people's lives. Yeah, you go here. No. Everything. He says, but the Chofetz Chaim did it all the time. And the Chofetz Chaim was always maslech, always right. He says, because his das, came from the Torah, like this Mishnah says. And this is what we saw from Chaim Kanevsky. We didn't see the Chofetz Chaim, but we saw this exact thing from Chaim Kanevsky. You give two different people, two different answers. Each person was supposed to hear, this person was supposed to hear this, this person was supposed to hear this, and every person is supposed to hear what they're supposed to hear. The Torah is Be'etzem as Yechilis to guide us through life. That's what Unkelis told the Gerim. He says that the king, everywhere else, they hold the torch before the king. Here, our torch, the king holds the torch before us. That's what Unkelis told the guy that came to. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. That's the torch. That's our role. A person that's mischaber to it, a person appreciated it, I think that's a chelik, at least a chelik of Shavuos, al-chati lachem l'chol apachet, is to think about what do I have from the Torah? What did the Torah give me? How do I appreciate the Torah? How is it meremim me? Because that's really the whole purpose of Matan Torah is b'olar nasi saschem b'olar lekim.